What has been a fun week of conference tournaments in the KMA land golf scene. So I thought it'd be a good idea to put all of our coverage from those into one place for you with our conference golf podcast. If there's a conference in KMA land, it was having its conference tournament this week. The only conference tournament that did not happen was the Hawkeye 10 Girls Golf Tournament, which will take place on Monday. Last Monday, the conference tournament fun got underway with the West Central Activities Conference Girls Tournament. Des Moines Christian topped the field at that tournament as the Lions put down a 317 team score. It was 36 strokes better than Woodward Granger, and they were fantastic that day. They had three golfers in the top four. They had four in the top seven, five in the top nine, and all six golfers in the top 14. Their head coach, Zach Ebner, talked with KMA Sports later in the week about his team's awesome showing.
Obviously, it was a good showing across the board. We had, I think, four scorers in the 70s, or maybe it was three. I can't remember off the top of my head. But, yeah, it was a fun day. We were lucky to have really, really nice weather, and it was a course that a lot of the girls were kind of familiar with. But just proud of the way they showed up and stayed out of their own way.
Alex Swafford was her top golfer. She was second. Mia Traeger was third. Courtney Latham fourth for the Lions. The individual champion, though, came from Van Meter. Josie Bemis put down a score of 69. Nice day for her to pace the field. And later on that day, she went and played soccer for the Bulldogs. But in between, she talked with KMA's Derek Martin.
Honestly, everything just clicked. Putting started out a little rough, but we figured that out towards the back nine, and I really think that's what sealed it. I believe it's hole five, tough hole. It's about 190 to the water. You got trees on the left until about 115, 120 out, and then you got to go over the water to the hole, and I parred that on both nines, and that was a really tough hole for a lot of people today.
The rest of the medalists there for the WCAC girls: Woodward Granger's Mallory Polito was fifth, Ella Chambers, Woodward Granger, sixth, Jenna Dieterman of Des Moines Christian, seventh, Braden Shantz of Des Moines Christian, second, I-35's Peter Nagel, third, Parker Ostis of Des Moines Christian, fourth, Noah Anderson, fifth, six through 10 was Earlham's Woodward Granger's Callie Reber, Des Moines Christian's Caroline Niemann, and West Central Valley's Nora Hoffman. Now on to Tuesday, where it was the West Central Activities Conference boys' time to shine. And it was another team title for Des Moines Christian. This time, the Lions shot 309. It was 20 strokes better than Van Meter. Earlham was third, Panorama fourth, I-35 fifth. 1 through 5 decided by 30 strokes. And how about 2 through 7 was decided by 18 strokes. The individual champion was Panorama's Braden Galvin. He took top honors with a 74.
Usually my front nine is kind of the bad start for me, so I kind of just tried to focus on those first couple holes because those are usually my bad holes, so I just tried to focus on those and tried to just realize that sometimes par is good enough to win, and just tried to par out on the front nine, and I went on a run of birdies on 4 and 5 and ended up bogeying the next couple holes, but just trying to keep it in the fairway, try and have some good lag putts and keep everything close.
Des Moines Christian's Braden Shantz second, Peter Nagel of I-35 third, Parker Ostis of Des Moines Christian fourth, Noah Anderson fifth. The rest of the top 10, Earlham's Connor Stiles, Van Meter's Jonas Shelton, Des Moines Christian's Max Scheisler, Brock Taylor of West Central Valley, and Hunter Mitchell's of Ogden. 11 through 15 was Van Meter's Evan Roberts, Pleasantville's Lincoln Card, Pleasantville's Easton Cox, Earlham's Will Harris, and Panorama's Bryce Dawes. The Pride of Iowa Conference boys tournament also went down on Tuesday. Mount Air won another tight tournament. They put down a 337 team score. Nottoway Valley was second at 344. Lennox third at 348. Martinsdale St. Mary's fourth at 349. Wayne rounded out the top five. Mount Air head coach Thad Streit talking with KMA.
I think just consistency, battling through Jackson Green. He was a little off a little bit on the first nine, and he just stayed steady, and he ended up getting second just by staying steady and being consistent. And it was a very tough course. The greens were pretty challenging from what I've heard, and we battled through it. And just secured the W.
Well, the Raiders' top individual performance came from Jackson Green. He was the runner-up with an 80.
It means a lot. We put a lot of effort into it, me and Tanner, for both of us to win four straight really means a lot to us, so that we could contribute that to the program. You know, I got off to a little bit of a rough start, but kept pushing through, just kept grinding, you know. I bogeyed the first four holes on the back nine, which at that point I could have just gave up, but I kept pushing through, kept grinding, trying to put up a score for the team, and that's just what I did.
Other medalists for Mount Air included Titan Gourley in 6th, Avery Wolf in 7th, Tanner Streit 14th, Drew Graham was 15th. The conference champion, well, that was Martinsdale St. Mary's Slade White. He shot a 74, which was 6 strokes better than the rest of the field.
Surprisingly, it was putting very well. I think maybe I missed one putt within 6 feet, so that was awesome. I love the group I was playing with, great guys, great golfers. And that's a big thing. I love playing with guys who I can talk to, get along with, and it's a big thing.
The rest of the medalists, Lennox's Adrian Schlapia was 3rd, Ty Reardon in Ottawa Valley 4th, Sam Miller in Ottawa Valley 5th, East Union's Zane Esslinger was 8th, Ruger Bent of Wayne 9th, Chase O'Reilly of Lennox 10th, Kobe Martin of Central Decatur 11th, Ottawa Valley's Jack Berg 12th, East Union's Bryce Pettit 13th, and what was a fun day of golf there for the Pride of Iowa Conference. They had that meet in Indianola. Then on Wednesday, it was conference golf galore. The Corner Conference, the Western Iowa Conference, both had their girls and boys tournaments, not to mention the Pride of Iowa girls tournament went down as well. And let's start there. East Union wins the POI team title, and another strong showing for Mount Air's Jaylee Schaefer, who was the individual champion.
Yeah, I thought it was a good round. The weather was perfect for us. The front nine is really good, but the back nine, the wind started to pick up a little. It got kind of chilly, but couldn't have asked for a better day. I gave myself a lot of birdie opportunities. That's always a plus. I ended up one over, so 71. A goal was definitely to be under par, which I was close, but it's always a good goal to have.
Schaefer fired a 71 on the day. That was 19 strokes ahead of runner-up Catherine Ballard of Martinsdale St. Mary's.
I feel like I started off strong. I parred my first couple of holes. I had a kind of a rough back nine the second time around. I was definitely a little frustrated, but I tried to keep level-headed. We just kind of worked through it. I feel like we've had a lot of our meets canceled due to, like, weather, so I think this was a good, like, round and opportunity to kind of get me ready for
post. And the team race, well, that was tighter than a Ryan Matheny shirt. East Union wins with a 381, Martinsdale St. Mary's 383, Mount Air a 383 as well. Afterwards, East Union head coach Dave Campbell fired up about his team's title.
We had an up-and-down day today, but we were kind of consistent. I mean, we had 6 girls in the top 25, and we got 4 in the top 12, so that was great.
Gwen Nixon was their top golfer. She took 4th. Catherine Lack was 5th. Marlis Mitchell was 10th for the Eagles. Willa Hayes was 13th. The rest of the medalists, Martinsdale St. Mary's Carly Franey 3rd. Izzy Gilbertson of Mount Air 6th, Emma Manser of Southeast Warren 7th, Abigail White of Martinsdale St. Mary's 8th, Mallory Russell of Nottoway Valley 9th, Elsa Schaff of Central Decatur was 11th, Sydney Krill of Southwest Valley 12th, Natalie Grizzard of Southwest Valley 14th, and Lennox's Sadie Broud was 15th. At the Western Iowa Conference Tournament in Atlantic, Trainer once again won the league title. They put down a 383 to finish 12 strokes ahead of Missouri Valley. The Cardinals had their depth on display. Their top finisher was Molly Kaufman in 4th, but then she was followed by Sophie Peterson in 5th, Shaylee Smith in 6th. They shot a 93, 94, 95 respectively. Also, Anna Saucedo medals as well. She was 13th. Afterwards, Trainer head coach Tara Wilkie.
Like I said, it was a really strong performance from 1 through 6. I think there was only, you know, like a 15 stroke difference between our 1 and number 6. So having that confidence out there for our top players to know that the rest of the team has their back and is supporting them just really helps out a lot. But overall, I think our girls focused really well today. We handled the greens well, and we tried to keep ourselves out of trouble. And if we were in those tree shots, we just kind of did the get out of jail free card and punch one out and try to keep yourself in play and eliminate those mistakes. So thought the girls played very smart and just really proud of how they did.
Well, the top individual performance came from a Tri-Center Trojan for the first time ever, as Cameron Way fired an 83 to pace the field. And like I said, she became the first Tri-Center golfer to win a Western Iowa Conference title.
Really getting off the tee was my biggest thing for today. I knew if I had like a good drive, I could shoot some pretty good scores, and my driver was pretty good for the most part. And then my chipping was really helpful today. Like every chip was really close, and that allowed me to only like one or two putt every hole basically.
AHSTW's Clara Pace second. Riverside's Ashley Kelly was third. Peyton Livermore of Missouri Valley seventh. McKenna Mason, Missouri Valley eighth. Whitney Hawkins of Logan Magnolia was ninth. Sam Prokupek of Missouri Valley 10th. Lily Handless 11th from Mo Valley. Other medalists, McKenna Bales of Logan Magnolia 12th. Sydney Summers of Riverside 14th. And Izzy Vogel of Missouri Valley was 15th. And in the corner conference, Sydney was your team champion. The Cowgirls shot a 417. And they were led by a championship outing from Alyssa Dowling. Here is Sydney head coach Janice Shano talking with KMA Sports about her team's day.
They were able to put together good decision-making. They didn't always have their best, but they found a way, whether it was put the driver in the bag and just use a 3-wood, or if it was, I'm not hitting this real well, what's my options? And they thought through that and made good decisions on the course. Good course management.
I mentioned Dowling, the top individual golfer. She shot an 82, which was 19 strokes better than the runner-up.
Today, I really just kept my head down and I fixed all of the little things that I've been struggling with in my 18-hole rounds previously. So my putting and my just lots of little stuff where I can gain strokes.
Other Sydney golfers that medaled included Addison Foster in third, Gabby Jacobs sixth, Ashlyn Hayes was seventh. East Mills second in the team standings. Loisy Palmer, the individual runner-up, as she fired a 101.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy about today. Going into it, I had high expectations for myself, and I think the weather held out for us well today, and I was just able to execute well. I was hoping to shoot under a 110 today, so I think I exceeded my expectations, but I think I really just stayed composed, and I hit a few bad shots, but just staying composed helped out. And
Riley Vasquez of East Mills was fourth, Kate Tischer of Griswold fifth, Bryn Williams of East Mills eighth, Venna Sayers ninth, Abigail Henderson of Griswold 10th, Adeline Goodman of East Mills, Hamburg's Haley Mullins, Griswold's Adeline Phelps, Bedford's Brooke Schulke, and Griswold's Miley Kelly rounded out the rest of the top 15 there at the Corner Conference. So that was just the girls' side of things on Wednesday. Now let's go to the boys, and let's begin in the Hawkeye 10, where it was, again, as tight as all that food stuffed on a Ryan Matheny dinner plate. The top five teams separated by just 12 strokes, actually top six separated by 13 strokes. Kemper Catholic prevailed. They were the team champion with a 321. Shenandoah right behind them, 322. Atlantic third, 323. Harlan fourth, 333. Clarinda fifth, 333. St. Albert was sixth with a 334. Afterwards, Kemper Catholic head coach Brian Billmeyer.
We want to win everything we're in. Competition that we play, but it's mostly about just continuing to try to improve from week to week, meet to meet kind of thing. Because for us, I mean, Hawkeye 10 is probably the second most important thing that we play in, obviously, besides the state competitions. And, you know, all we're really trying to do is just get better for state and hopefully have a good showing down there if we can make it.
Kemper's title came in large part because Braxton Vanami was the individual champion, shooting a 74.
It was awesome. I mean, I felt good all around. Putts weren't rolling at the beginning, but as the day went on, the greens got a little bit quicker. So I was able to really lock that in and make some crucial putts down the line.
Harlan freshman Cade Nave was second with a 77.
Started off as a birdie on one of the long par fives, and I felt pretty good about my swing today. And, you know, the greens were fast like usual. Couldn't really get nothing to stick on them off the green with the wedge shot, but overall, it's a pretty nice day. A little wind. Had to counteract with your shots a little bit and whatnot. So, overall, I felt pretty good about today. Got lucky on a couple holes, couple chips, and my putts were falling, and then some of them weren't. So.
And third place went to Shenandoah's Ethan Laughlin.
I'd say I played all right today. You know, shooting the score I did, especially in the Hawkeye 10, usually does not hold up. So, you know, I played all right, but really, when you look back at it, I'd probably say it was a lucky day. Glad that I got the better of today.
Other medalists included St. Albert's Ben Cronin, 4th, Jack Lentz of Kemper Catholic in 5th, 6th through 10th, Harlan's Colin Burchett, Atlantic's Brady Wood, Clarinda's Jack Fine, Shenandoah's Clay Fouch, Atlantic's Hudson McLaren, then 11 through 15, Court Neal of Clarinda, Marshall Long of Creston, J.J. Martin of Shenandoah, Macklin Daly of St. Albert, and Gage Gross of Atlantic. At the Corner Conference Tournament, Fremont Mills was the champion. Earlier this year, when I talked to their head coach, Ryan Langfelt, he made no bones about how that was going to be one of their goals, and they accomplished it, shooting a 361 to beat East Mills by 11 strokes.
Boys made me look good today, I guess. I wrote the check, and they cashed it, so I'm happy about that. Some of the boys didn't have their best stuff today, but still came through and got it done. Well, I think most of the boys, the short game, they did well today. They were having a little bit of trouble off the tee, but from what I watched and what I gathered from them after they were done, I think they all putted and chipped pretty well. So that's the most important part of the game, and they did that well today.
Their championship was led by a third-place finish from Rowan Howe. Also, Mason Reed was 6th, Chance Ewalt was 8th, Anders Langell was 9th, Brody Schaff was 13th for the Knights. Hamburg's Keith Thompson was the individual champion, and water is wet. He fired a 72 to top the field.
Yeah, I'm feeling good. I just wish that I could get the driver going a little bit and hit more fairways. If I could do that, I could be posting some good scores. But yeah, the irons are good, putting's good. Besides my driving, everything else is good.
East Mills' runner-up finish was led by a second-place outing from Anderson Bakehouse, who fired an 82.
It went pretty well. I lost quite a few off the tee. The driver was not behaving well today, but everything else seemed to work pretty well today. Played the course, didn't really focus on what Keith was doing because it's hard to beat him, but I just was smart off the tee and tried to just play my own game.
The rest of the medalists were Sydney's Gabriel Casey in 4th, Tragen Hensley of Bedford 5th, Braden Lockwood of Griswold 7th, Nolan Smith of Griswold 10th, and 11th through 15th, Bo Burdick of East Mills, Zane Grable of East Mills 11th and 12th, Bedford's Case Coleman 14th, East Mills' Cooper Hagen was 15th. At the Western Iowa Conference Tournament in Atlantic on Wednesday, Underwood won the team title. They put down a 305, beating Traynor, who shot a 316, and Riverside, who shot a 320. Again, kind of a tight team battle. Top six teams decided by 29 strokes. Afterwards, Underwood head coach Brad Bloom.
We can help that. We kind of had some tough conditions playing the last couple days. The greens weren't very receptive. It was almost like trying to hit onto a trampoline or something. So it was, it kind of prepared us for today and almost made it a little easier to attack some pins.
Underwood's Nolan Baker was the individual champion. He shot a 71.
I feel like I knew that I was definitely capable of getting it. I think after my fourth hole, I believe I was one under at that point, and I realized that I actually could do it. It was always in the back of my mind, but today was the day. The swing was feeling really good, short, chipping it really well, and I was putting it even better. So came into that with some confidence and high hopes, and it delivered.
A year after winning the conference tournament, Riverside's James McCready takes second.
Can't complain now at the end, but I was a little scared after that front nine. I was 6 over going through that. My tee shots, they weren't the greatest, but I managed to lock in on the back nine and go one under to save a 74.
The rest of the top five was Leighton Mason of Missouri Valley, Caden Jorgensen of HSTW, and Underwood's Owen Fletcher. 6 through 10, George Brandt of Underwood, Cale Renzi of IKM Manning, AJ Shudak of Traynor, Jack Mold of IKM Manning, and Austin Lamantia of Traynor. Kai Sonderlund of Tri-Center, Brett Wilkie of Traynor, Peyton Amdor of Riverside, Henry Burr of Audubon, and Maddox McKern of Traynor were 11 through 15. That was a fun Wednesday of conference golf. Then there was a little bit of conference golf on Thursday as well. On the girls' side, the Rolling Valley Conference hosted their annual tournament, and it was all about Coon Rapids Bears. The Crusaders were the team champion, and they had the individual champion as well. Coon Rapids Bears shoots a 401 to beat Cam by 21 strokes, and their head coach, Ryan Bass, had some words of wisdom.
I'm very excited. I'm proud of the girls. Two of my girls have never seen the back there. We played the front before, but not the back. So to come out and shoot as what we did today, I was pleasantly surprised and very happy. The majority of my girls started on the back. Anna or Kara Hart started on number 18, so she went 18-1. So she started off with the easier holes, in my opinion. And we had a little bit of struggles at first with the back. I said, hey, just get through this, you know, try to get in that low 50s if we can. And then once we get to the front, we'll just, you know, turn our game back on. And that's exactly what Anna did. I think she shot a 43 on the front. So
Grand Rapids Bears' Anna Hart was the conference champion, shooting a 97.
I think we all just played our type of golf that we know what to do. If one of us doesn't shoot good, there's always another one of us there to pick the other one up and shoot good for another one. So I think we just played the best golf we could.
Grand Rapids Baird's Kara Hart was second. Camp's Kendra Nelson third. Brielle Bass of Grand Rapids Baird fourth. Boyer Valley's Reese Miller fifth. 6-10 was Chloe Peters of Glidden Ralston. Hallie Keeler of CAM. Sophia Sperry of Grand Rapids Baird. Kesley Platt of CAM. And Brooke Nichols of Boyer Valley. 11-15, CAM's Caitlin Platt. Glidden Ralston's Emerson Cheney. Boyer Valley's Emerson Gossler. CAM's Brooklyn Zimmerline. And Glidden Ralston's Olivia Squibb. On the boys' side of the Rolling Valley Conference tournament, CAM was the champion behind an individual title from Braxton Dennis. Here's CAM's Joe Wollum talking with CAM A.
I really think just the last couple of days of preparation, we've had our, you know, best practices, guys staying late to work on the range and doing some stuff. So to see that stuff pay off is fun and exciting for our guys. And, you know, we're peaking at the right time, headed into the playoff or postseason golf, and excited for this group can take us. But I think what led the way today, just being on the home course and, you know, having some confidence and, you know, being able to pull off some shots and practice it. Braxton Dennis was phenomenal. He's 3-under at one point, you know, ends out, I think, 3-over, but had a great round for us to pace us.
Dennis's title came after shooting a 74.
It wasn't a needed today, so that helped a little bit. But I golfed pretty good today, I'd say.
Mm-hmm. What were some things that you were doing well?
I was hitting the driver really well today. I think I only missed one fairway, maybe two. But I was hitting the driver pretty consistent. The thing that stands up most is probably hole 14. I canned probably 25, 30-foot birdie putt, which really helped. I also hit a nice putt on hole 6 to save par, which was really big.
That was another tight team battle. CAM beats Woodbine by 2 strokes. Boyer Valley also 2 strokes back at a 319. Coon Rapids Baird was 4th at a 335. Boyer Valley went 2-3 with Tristan Burkhardt and Noah Heffernan. Woodbine's Braden Bloom was 4th. CAM's Madden Carey 5th. 6-10 was Carver Pryor of Woodbine. Dawson Bloom of Woodbine. Bennett Heiderscheid of Coon Rapids Baird. Carter Cox of Woodbine. Caden Winther of CAM. Other medalists, Boyer Valley's Kale Soma, Woodbine's Cal Pryor, Glidden Ralston's Grayson Renzi, and CAM's Camden Wallert, and Coon Rapids Baird's Jace Baker. Also, a couple of conference tournaments in Nebraska on Thursday as well. Syracuse is Nebraska Capital Conference tournament champion. They put down a 316. They had 5 golfers in the top 12, led by Mason Lintz, who was 2nd. Brendan Schroeder was 4th. Wyatt Higgins and Drew Griepenstroh tied for 5th, and then Carter Kreifels was 12th. There's an extensive rundown of all of the CAM A Land golf action from this past week. The postseason begins next week. The Iowa boys postseason will get underway on Wednesday with the first round. They call it sectionals. So you move on there, then you go to districts the following week. Meanwhile, the girls will begin their postseason next Friday. If you missed any of our conference golf tournament coverage from throughout the week, you can find all that stuff online right now, camaland.com. You can find all of our interviews in your Upon Further Review podcast feed. For KMA Sports, I'm Trevor Mader.